Today's verse is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. We've all heard this verse, but I really want you to pay attention today. This verse is a crucial point for understanding our faith. Paul is talking to the Jewish people. He reminds them of all the people that have gone before them and how they all remained faithful throughout their lives. He talks about Abel being righteous and Enoch who pleased God. He talks about Noah who listened to God carefully and saved his entire family. He talks about Abraham who obediently listened to God, went where God told him, and created a nation. Paul is pointing out two things. Faith comes from listening to God and acting in obedience. There's no faith without acting on what is believed. And the only way to act on what is believed is to listen carefully to what God says. So how do you listen to God? Start with God's Word. He already told you what you need to know in His Word. If something doesn't line up with Scripture, you know you shouldn't be doing it. Then take time to hear from God directly. I know this one's a little bit harder, but it starts with Scripture and ends in obedience. It's like a radio. You have to tune in to the right station in order to hear everything clearly. If you're just a little bit off, it's fuzzy and it's hard to understand. When listening to God, you must immerse yourself in His will. You must have a strong foundation in Scripture. You don't need to be a theologian or anything. You just need to have a solid habit of reading God's Word daily. Then you must give yourself opportunity or time to listen to God. Take time in prayer and sit in silence to hear from God. It may happen during a walk in nature, or it may happen in the quietness of your office. But if you tune your heart to hear from God, He will speak to you. Let's get back to our main verse. All of our obedience, listening, and taking action is based on faith. We must have a strong faith in God. Then look at what the verse says we must have next. We must have an assurance about what we do not see. As Christian business owners, we have a vision for our business. That vision is founded in God and His direction in our lives. That vision is our assurance of what we do not see. Our direction may change, but our overarching vision for our business should remain solid. We are to help others and show the love of Christ. Just like Abraham and Noah took action on their faith, we too must act on what God has placed in our lives. Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. Thanks for listening to the Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.